Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape our community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Medicaid provides free and low-cost health coverage to 72 million low-income Americans and those with disabilities. Last month, Republicans in Congress tasked the House committee that oversees Medicaid to cut billions from its budget. That process, called budget reconciliation, is ongoing. WUWM's Mayan Silver asked two Medicaid recipients to weigh in on all the ways they get support from the program.
Just one second here. We got a package here.
Felicia Claiborne just got a delivery.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so what we just got is a package from Walmart that has sugar-free cookies in it. So basically, that's through the Medicaid program, too. I can order sugar-free. I can order anything that is healthy through that.
The cookies are for Claiborne's vision loss support group. She's visually impaired. If you see her out and about, you'll see she uses a white identification cane and sometimes a support cane. At her apartment, she has other accommodations, like a walk-in shower.
Over here is a light because I have albinism, and I have, it's a condition called photophobia, which is a condition, is sensitivity to bright light. So in the mornings, I turn on this light, basically to be able to have low lighting in here.
Claiborne is also an advocate for people with developmental disabilities.
I am a person with autism and a person who has anxiety disorder and depression. But my depression is controlled. There are days when I feel like I just don't want to, you know, sometimes get off the couch. You know, it's like I don't want to move. It's like, can we just let the day go by or whatever? But sometimes it gives me a little oomph to get off the couch and say, you know what, you got things to do. You got people to see. You got things to go to.
You've got things to do is exactly right. Not one to just sit down and let life come at her. Claiborne would call herself a mover and a shaker.
I surely am a mover and a shaker.
That includes advocating against potential cuts to Medicaid.
Medicaid is everything to me because if I don't have it, I can't go to the doctor. I can't see the doctor. I won't be able to have transportation. I can't walk that good. I have arthritis in my foot and in my leg.
Through Medicaid, Claiborne gets health care, prescriptions, a CPAP machine to treat sleep apnea, and her Medicaid eligibility allows her to qualify for home-delivered meals.
So here in the refrigerator is my Meals on Wheels. I usually get them on Monday and Friday.
Medicaid coverage will be a big topic at this year's Disability Advocacy Day in Wisconsin. It's a virtual gathering on March 12th. Claiborne is optimistic. She recalls when the disability community's advocacy saved another big program in Wisconsin, IRIS. IRIS stands for Include, Respect, I Self-Direct. It's a long-term care program for adults with disabilities and the elderly. It gives people control over their own budget. They can pick their long-term care goals and choose which support services they'd like.
And finally, they saved it. And I remember those days when I used to help out with putting buses together, going to Madison to be able to do that.
And, you know, I'm wondering how today compares to those days when you were advocating against cutting IRIS. Now these days you're advocating against cutting Medicaid and the federal government. How does it compare?
Basically, it's compared, it's more because now a lot of people are on Medicaid. And it's not just people with disabilities, people who are in low income that's supporting their families. Some of them don't have the money to be able to pay a copay or a co-share or anything with their insurance or anything like that, or go to the doctor or go to their day program or go to the grocery store or just be able to go to a gym. You know, and so that's why you have to be able to help those in need. You know, we got to help those in our household, especially in our village, because this is our village. Everybody that's on Medicaid is in our village, because without it, how can we survive?
Congress has tasked the committee that oversees Medicaid to cut $880 billion from its budget. Republicans are looking to curb spending in order to extend President Trump's tax cuts and fund more immigration enforcement. Claiborne has a message to the politicians making this decision.
Please don't cut it. This is our life. This is our lifeline. Your lifeline is your phone, your kids, your family. Don't cut ours. We don't want to cut yours. Don't cut ours, because this is how we live. And we want to be able to live. We want to be able to have heat, food, clothing, and benefits too. If you can have it, we can have it too.
Another southeastern Wisconsin resident who could be affected by Medicaid cuts is Catherine Burrish.
So my name is Catherine Burrish, Catherine Florence, and I would like to be assured that I'm just a regular adult than being someone with a disability, even though I do have a disability.
29-year-old Burrish has Down syndrome, but she says that doesn't define her. She has a job she enjoys at TJ Maxx. She loves TV shows like Full House and Friends. And she regularly hosts coffee clubs at her apartment.
Because I love being the barista when it comes to coffee club, because I like making coffees for like everybody the way that I like.
A fluffy white miniature Aussie doodle puppy is bounding around Burrish's house right now. Wow, Catherine, this is your dog?
Yeah, this is my dog, Piper.
Oh, nice. Wow.
She's actually mom and dad's dog, but she's visiting Catherine.
That's Julie, Catherine's mom, who's visiting today. Catherine lives on her own in an apartment in Elm Grove.
And I love living here. I've been living here for about the past 7 years. And I love being on my own, being away from my parents. Even though I do miss my dog, Piper, sometimes. But I know that she'll come and visit whenever I'm looking over, my parents come and visit me, or I have them over for dinner.
Julie explains that the family uses IRIS, the program we mentioned earlier that helps people with disabilities determine how they live. It allows Catherine to live on her own with the help of support. Julie says that means Catherine's calling the shots. And Medicaid, which is now at risk of being cut, helps make Catherine's independence possible. It pays for her health insurance and long-term care services like transportation and meal planning support.
The biggest thing is if Medicaid went away. Like right now, Catherine's Medicaid barely covers what she uses, and actually the amount that they allocate for her care has gone down significantly this past year. Kind of an arbitrary new algorithm that they've started. And so her funding has gotten cut really drastically, and we're going to probably have to cut some of the few services she gets. But if it goes away, she won't be able to live independently. She's going to have to live home, and that is not what she wants. And her dad and I are getting older. I mean, we're, you know, in our mid to late 60s, and, you know, we've gotten to the point in our life that we've tried to build a sustainable life for her so that we can respect her wishes, but also look at the reality of the fact that we're not going to be around forever and, you know, step away a little bit, knowing that she has the right supports in place and that they're people we trust and that she trusts and that she's able to make choices. We don't want her in a group home. We don't want her in a nursing home. She doesn't want to be there. She wants to be living independently, and she's able to do it with a little bit of support. And that's so critical. You know, there are a lot of people on Medicaid that need major supports too. You know, people who are in wheelchairs that you know, they have to get help getting in and out of bed. I mean, they have to be dressed and fed and everything. People should be allowed to live with dignity and choice. And they should be able to choose the people who touch them and the people who are with them. And if Medicaid goes away or gets cut drastically, people just aren't going to be able to live. And the one thing, too, is providing services in the community in people's homes is about 10 times cheaper than putting people into like a DD center, like some kind of a, you know, institution. those institutions, they cost 10 times as much as what
provides. What is a DD center?
That's like a developmental disability center. It's like a, it's an institution. And there aren't enough nursing home beds for people. So, you know, the old centers, you know, there was Southern Center is still open, but they only have like 160 people there. But those are the places that, you know, we don't want to go back to that. You know, it people, that's, it's a poor way to live and it's a very expensive way to live. People want to be in their communities. And having people like Catherine in our communities makes our communities and our world infinitely better because they are just awesome members of our community. They contribute. Catherine works. She volunteers. She has been in a theater group. She goes to events. She's part of the community and she makes it better every day. You know, every interaction she has with people.
Living independently is so important to Catherine.
Living here gives me a lot more freedom to be me and be the person that I am and just like living here and like having the freedom.
That was Catherine and Julie Burrish. You also heard from Felicia Clyborn. They're recipients of Medicaid and spoke with WUWM's Mayon Silver about how potential cuts to the federal program could impact them.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.